Well, you know, they got a lot more than just one guy, and I think they do a good job of being consistent. And like I said, I've said before, you know, throughout the years, they probably are the prime example of being consistent in the NFL. Each and every something and all, and they're doing a good job of winning ball games, and they play good on both sides of the ball. So for us to go out and execute, we're going into a hostile environment, going up against one of the best teams in football. It's going to be tough, and so, you know, we got to prepare well, we got to play well, we got to play together, and, you know, hopefully.
Just to really fit into their offense really well, and how difficult does that make it? You know, you got the offensive attack on the passing game, but you got to stop a die as well.
Well, I think regardless of who we play, our first goal is always to stop the run. And then once you have an opportunity to get a team in second and long and third and long, you won't get off the field. You know, he has done a great job. Last year he did a great job. He's doing a great job thus far this year. And so it's going to be tough for us to go out and make sure that he's contained, as well as Marvin Harrison and Gonzalez and Reggie Wayne and Clark and UTEC. And then, you know, Peyton, he just has the opportunity to pick, you know, who he really wants to give the ball to, whether it be a run or a pass. And so they do a good job of executing their offense. And, you know, for us defensively, it's going to be tough for us to try to slow them down. But that's our job. That's our duty. And, you know, we got to get it done.
Sounds kind of like your offense.
Yeah, those guys definitely are doing a good job this year as well. I think Tom, you know, he tries to put the ball in the end zone every drive that he has an opportunity. And so against this team, a team that's capable of scoring a lot of points, no matter when it is, whether it be early, two-minute drill at the end of the ball game, it's going to be crucial for us to work together, whether as a team, not just as a defensive unit or not just as an offensive unit, because you can score 50, they have the capability of scoring 51. And, you know, we can score 49, but they got the ability to come back and score 50. So I think, you know, all across the board, phase of the game, we're going to be challenged, and it's going to be tough.
What do you see as the biggest differences between last year's team and this year's team?
The year 2007 is one. It's hard to compare teams from year to year. I think, obviously, your goal at the beginning of the year is to win the Super Bowl. I mean, if it's not your goal in the game, you might as well not even be playing. But year in and year out, every team is going to be different. You're going to have different coaches. You're going to have different players. Different situations and circumstances are going to come up. And, you know, for us this year, we have an opportunity to continue, you know, winning ball games. And so at the end of the season, we can say, well, this team was – worse or better than last year's team. And so right now we're in the middle. We're focused on the coach, and hopefully, like I said, we can come back with the victory this weekend.
In dealing with Peyton Manning and the offense, is it more of a chess match or a slugfest?
Well, I think they do a good job of, you know, mixing it all up. I think they can be physical when they want to, and they can throw the ball around and put it in the air when they want to. So they definitely have the firepower to run the ball and throw the ball. They have the firepower to catch up to you if they're behind. They have the ability to run the clock out when they're ahead. And so, again, as I said earlier, it's going to be very important to play a team game, not just a good defensive game, not just a good offensive game, or good in the special team phase. All around, we got to be on our, you know, on our P's and Q's, because, you know, they can hurt us in any way, shape, or form.
Rosie, I know this is a homecoming for you. You talked about that a little bit last year, before the championship game. Did you actually work at the RCA?
I did. Yep, I did. That was one of my first jobs, working for the deacon in my church. He still runs a concession stand there, and I was the cotton candy guy. I had the opportunity to make the cotton candy for the dome and snow cones, and got a lot of fond memories. My father actually had a side construction job when they connected the RCA Dome and the Convention Center, and I kind of demoed some of the old Convention Center and connected it and redid the ceiling tiles and stuff. So Indianapolis is a great place. Got a lot of memories, like I said, but we're going down for business this time.
And you gonna miss the dome when it's gone?
I think it's you know, just like those old ballparks that you know, people have torn down and rebuilt a new stadium close by or next to, probably similar to the situation the fans here had when the old Foxborough Stadium was, you know, torn down. They built Gillette Stadium. I think it has done a lot. You know, got a lot of great players have come through there. Eric Dickerson and Jack Trudeau and big play Ray Buchanan. You know, that's my childhood. And so I think it's a special part of Indianapolis, and I think they'll move on just like they did when they built Conseco Fieldhouse and the Pacers moved out. So it has a special place in my heart. But like I said, this weekend we're going out there for business, and hopefully we can come back, you know, successful. It was warm. I think what you had to do is prepare for all situations. You know, so I don't know, you know, who controls what there, but you know, we don't control it. So I think what you had to do is prepare yourself for whatever it's going to be. I think the important thing is, endurance. You got to be able to last. But at the same time, you can help yourself by getting off the field. You can't go out there and be out there for 14, 15, 16 play drives because that wears on not just you but the entire team and the entire defense. And so, we're going to try to do a better job of playing defensive football and, give ourselves a better opportunity to win.
Do you remember that, though, specifically? Because I remember it, I felt like it had affected you.
I think, overall, we had situations where we didn't finish the game. And I think that's been a big focus this year, not just now that we're in the season, but in many camps and in training camp was the finish. And, so we have had multiple opportunities this year to go out, obviously 8 games, and we finished. So I think the important thing to understand this week is to get off to a good start, continue to play well through, and if we can get to that point, then we have to finish. And hopefully at the end of the day, we'll be on top.